Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Tehran, Iran. The Iranians say they have nuclear weapons of mass destruction, even as the Iranian military masses its forces at Israel's northern border. That's the headline. David Doling comes to give us the details behind this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Iran has its forces amassed there at the Israeli northern border. What can you tell us?
Well, continuing signs that Iran is preparing for aggression, Jimmy, as you just said. And we talked a few weeks ago about some Israeli reports that Iran might be pulling its forces out of Syria. That is not happening. In fact, there's significant movement going on. And all of this coming amidst new threats from Iranian leaders against both Israel and the U.S., specifically the foreign ministry spokesman saying that the U.S. is not welcome in the region. He used the phrase from the current racial crisis in America that Washington's knee is on our neck and it has to kneel in front of us, and it will kneel down in front of Iran and be defeated by Iran. Meanwhile, we continue to have that Iranian nuclear program humming again, and the Israelis are very concerned about that from what Iran could potentially do in a major war with its allies, and they're very much on alert for that.
There are reports they're about to break out with a nuclear weapon of some time, so that caused the Prime Minister Netanyahu to say Israel will not allow Iran to gain a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. Now, he's serious about that, isn't he?
Well, he's been serious about that for many years. And so there's been several incidents before this or times when not just Netanyahu, previous Israeli prime ministers have said similar things as well. It's a tiny little country, and just one or two non-conventional warheads could be devastating to the small state of Israel. So they simply cannot allow an aggressive country, a much larger country, and of course has built up this network of allies over the years all around Israel, heavily, heavily armed now, Hamas, Hezbollah, Islamic Jihad. They just can't permit destruction of Israel. They won't allow it, but they're aware that Iran is moving very fast towards having a nuclear bomb, Jimmy. It's just the reality. The UN is admitting that now and others, so they may have to do something about that.
David Dolan with the details on the Iranians who now have nuclear weapons of mass destruction, according to their recent announcement, and the Iranian military forces massed at Israel's northern border. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Dave's report, his Middle East news update, is evidence that Bible prophecy will be fulfilled in the near future. I'm referring to Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 5, where Persia is mentioned as modern-day Iran, and also Psalm 83, verse 4. With the actors in place, the curtain must go up for this end-time drama to be played out. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...